Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Twitter and Instagram. For Facebook, we'd like to use our station page, so just search for Radio Now and give that a like. One of the heaviest drinkers I know is not Alex.
Not me.
She is one of the lightest drinkers. Give her a little fruity cocktail and woo!
It's true. I'm a lightweight.
Do you think that drinking is something you look for in a partner?
No.
Really?
Like opposite. Actually, I swipe left on any guy on a dating app. If his like main picture is him with alcohol, I'd swipe
really?
Left.
Why?
Because it just, I just
what
get
if
the
it's
vibe.
Just a good picture
because if because well it's a difference if it's like a glass of wine or if like every picture is him with his friends and he's holding beer cans, because I just feel like he's in a party or like stage of his life and I'm not.
What if it's a glass of beer, like if you're out at a bar, like you said, a can of beer?
No.
What if I'm at a bar and I get a pint glass?
I'll swipe left.
I love going out and getting
what
a
if
hand.
People
because I just feel like he's gonna be like some like guy
just
right out of college
guy's
and a big drinker
beer.
If it's every picture is him like at a bar or at a house and like he's drinking like every picture, yes, I swipe left.
But Porkchop said if he's just at like a bar restaurant, he's holding a glass of beer.
If there's one photo like that, I'm fine with it. I'm saying if every photo is him with some sort of alcohol,
right,
which I've seen like every single like out of all the 7 photos or whatever, every single one is him drinking, then I'll swipe left just because I get the vibe that he's like a huge drinker, huge partier, and I'm just not. So I just know that our lifestyles wouldn't mesh.
That sounds like a fun time to me. So you're saying it's bad, though?
Well, right, because I'm just saying, like, I will drink, like, once in a while, but not super often, and I don't go out every single weekend.
See,
so when I'm thinking about dating, I don't want to date someone that goes out every single weekend.
The only time any of my guy friends take photos is when they're at some big event and girls are taking photos or something. So, like, they don't take photos every weekend. They don't take photos every month. The only time they're taking photos is if they're at some big game or they're at, like, a horse race or something like that.
Okay.
Well, there's this study that actually says that couples who drink together stay together longer. Apparently, some people have a gene inside of them that's linked to alcohol consumption, and that influences who you choose to marry.
It's called alcoholism.
And this is the thing. This is like a big deal because they studied 47,000 couples. So that,
dang,
like, sometimes you see these studies and it's like, we talked to 400 people. This is 47,000
couples. We talked to 10 local
couples.
Drunks.
That's
and,
crazy.
They found that regular drinkers were more likely to pair up with similar drinkers. And each person in these types of pairs were more likely to have this gene variant.
So what we're learning here is we got to get Alex drunk more often. You have to step up your drinking
that
game.
That kind of makes sense, though, because if Alex is, you know, together with someone that does drink a lot or, like, party a lot or go out a lot, then
split
it's probably
quicker.
Not going to last. Yeah,
right.
They'll split quicker.
Yeah, so it says people that are light drinkers end up with light drinkers. People that are heavy drinkers end up with heavy drinkers.
That makes sense.
Has every guy that you've been with, not saying they're alcoholics, but have they drank way more than compared to you?
No, because I won't date guys like that.
Is there anyone here that finds it the opposite? Like me and Chase, for instance, if we had the money, we'd probably go out drinking a lot more. But we both enjoy going out to the bar and having a drink together. Is there anyone?
Oh, yeah. I'd be broke as hell if I had a disposable income. I'd probably kill my liver, too. I love going out to the bar. It's fun. I meet listeners. I'm like, hey, let's get some shots.
And Lindsay's a drinker, too?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think she's an alcoholic. Like, legit, in my family, my dad was an alcoholic. It was, like, forever. He drank all the time. He was a functioning alcoholic, too. He was good at it. But
you and Lindsay both like craft beer and stuff.
We do enjoy
it.
She loves wine, though.
Beer.
My wife's family, holy crap, the first time I had first time I met the family for a Sunday dinner, we went through 5 bottles of wine. Is that a lot?
For how many people?
5.
Ooh,
that's like a bottle a person. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, conversations got easier. Got a hell of a lot easier.
They also said that heavy drinkers have links. Typically, they come from a poor background.
That's interesting.
Well, I'm pretty poor and white trash, so
really?
I could see that.
That's so interesting.
I think it depends on what you're heavy drinking, Alex. Like, I could see, like, hey, man, give me some of that PBR right now, man. Or maybe it's like, hi, I would like some of your finest bourbon.
I'll tell
Crown
you what,
Royale.
In college and in high school, the most wild people were always like the richest people. Because,
really?
Yeah, because they had like, I mean, if they ever got in trouble, like,
they could get out of it.
They could get out of it. And also they didn't have to like really like rely on like getting scholarships for school because they know that their parents would just pay their way, like all this stuff. And like in college, like, they're just the biggest partiers because they didn't have as much, I guess, to lose.
So if we're trying to set you up right now, Alex, which is the whole point of every topic I try to have here on the show, what would the right amount of alcohol consumption be for a guy to match with you?
Like a couple of glasses of wine at dinner.
What if he wants beer? What if he wants craft beer?
Single forever.
I don't drink beer. So we wouldn't be able to bond over that. I mean, I don't care if a guy drinks beer once in a while, but I'm just saying, like, they just have to be cool with, like, not every weekend we go out and get smashed. I would be unhappy with that.
But what if, like, it's, like, at an event or something?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because, like, but they're drinking at the event.
I'm a social drinker, so if there's a reason for me to be out and stuff, then I will drink. But I don't go out constantly just trying to drink.
I really just limit myself to, like, day drinking. So, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.